Welcome to this episode titled Art Has No Middle or End. I could have titled this also Art Does Not Have a Z, meaning, you know, doesn't have an end. Just kind of a play on words. Although, you know, painting and sculpting, drawing and all these things have been around for many, many years, hundreds and hundreds of years. Or, I mean, I guess we can go back all the way to the cave drawing. So drawing's been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. As far as basic art supplies, art materials that we use hasn't really changed that much. I mean, science definitely, you know, have come up with certain things since then, but basically fundamentally we're still using the same methods as we have, you know, hundreds of years ago. Or again, if we go back to the cave drawings, there were, you know, etching into the stone. So as far as that goes, it hasn't really changed. Okay, but I just want to start also with art does have a letter A in it, and the A is the fundamental part. Okay, it's a basic skill that we have to learn in order to create high level art. We have to understand the basics. So it does have a start. Okay, so it's not all about feelings, because if we painted with our feelings, it would be a big mess, and we all know that. We have to have learn from someone, and now we can call that someone the internet, in the sense of someone on the internet that these days we can even learn from that. But you have to put your time in into those things. Okay, so it does have a beginning, but when I say there's no end to it, it's really because of our true imagination. What sets one painting apart from another one, or it should, or otherwise they're going to look alike. That's the danger of it. Sometimes you start looking at paintings on the internet, and it's like, they kind of all blend together. And the reason is, it could be various things too, because sometimes those people are just kind of learning painting, and when you're learning, you're definitely more mimicking. You're still understanding values and colors. So there's a similarity to the painting. You're not really expressing what's inside you yet, because you can't walk yet. You're just kind of you're crawling still. And again, this is a metaphor. So I don't know if whoever's listening out there, you might be in a different skill set. So that's not for you, this talk. But I'm kind of talking to more beginner to possibly intermediate painters out there. So you have to learn how to walk before you run, kind of thing. We accumulate knowledge on top of each other, okay, and that's how we get better. And sometimes we don't, you may ask, well, how do I know I'm getting better? Well, you need to seek out knowledgeable professionals that actually will give you an honest critique. That's how you get, that's where they will tell you, they should tell you that you got to improve in these areas, okay? But that's still fundamental stuff. What they're going to tell you is all fundamentals. They're not going to, they cannot talk about the art part, because that's within you, okay? And that's where the no Z comes in. There's no end to it, because once you got the fundamentals down, that's when possibly, hopefully, you can start creating art, okay? So it's really, really, really important to grasp that you have to have those fundamentals down. But the beauty of this, the whole beauty of painting, drawing, sculpting, is to tap into your inner being. I know it sounds a little zen, but it is. It's truly when you're going to start creating a painting. So I just want to encourage you that you might be still at the you know, crawling stage, I want to say, or you're barely walking. It's okay. I mean, I've been there. It's okay. But you just got to be patient also. This goes back to one of the other episodes, to be patient about this. Okay, but the beauty of this is that there is no end to it. There's no such thing as arrived. You can't arrive at this, because once you think you arrived, you're dead in the water. Then your creativity will sort of die off with that, because I truly believe there is no arriving at this. It's only getting better and better and better. And as you go back and look at your paintings, you should put them up, let's say anything you've done last 6 months or a year, and you have to kind of reflect Are you seeing a change? Are you seeing improvement? And if you reflect back a whole year, you're not. You got to kind of go back to the drawing board and say, what's going on? Why am I not improving? And there could be other various reasons for that. But getting help from a professional is always a good thing. And most professional artists are nice if you ask them if they can just kind of chime in on a piece of work. These things are really important. They might sound basic to you, and you say, Gabor, I know that, blah blah blah. But I'm telling you, it is so important to understand these fundamentals first. And some people think, or I should say, a fair amount of people think that they got the fundamentals down, and they really don't. They want to create art. Well, they'll never get there unless they really have those fundamentals down first. Then you can move forward. And I wrote a little note down, and I'm gonna just kind of read it out. The only true thing that can make my art better is something I cannot touch or see. It is what comes from within me. And I think it's so true. It's that inner being. Is once you get to that part is when you start creating art. It's exciting to hear about this or to see also a great painting, but be patient and get those fundamentals down first. And then you can start tapping into your inner self, and then you can be on the true journey. I really called it a true journey in the sense of the most fun part is try to kind of figure out what makes you tick. Also, come over to my website where I made for you many short video tutorials. These are smaller bit-size video content that explain concepts, ideas, and things that I teach in my own classes.